Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, man, it's one of those Hawks games which, you know, you had some things you really liked. They battled back. It was back and forth. They showed some clutch. They nearly gave it away. Trey passed somebody in the record book. It was something for everybody last night as Trey Young returns to his native Oklahoma and puts up over 30. And DeJounte Murray with the big jump shot late. And John Collins hits his free throws, and we talked about it. Steve on the call there, Carl, SGA missing some baskets you had to make quickly, which OKC did not do, which helped us win.
Yeah, I think the mistakes at the end of the game, they still scare you, right? And this is not a team that is going to win a championship. We're going to play some of those teams here coming up that you feel like are championship caliber clubs. You know, we got to go play the Suns on the road. The Jazz already beat us. They're a team that's contending in the West. You got to go to the Nuggets in early February. These are the kind of games, Mike, that I think you lose last night. If you made those mistakes against those kinds of teams, you're probably not coming out on the winning end. So they found a way. I am happy about that. And you mentioned Trae Young tying or passing Isaiah Thomas for the second or for the most 20-point 10 assist games before the age of 25. It's an incredible milestone. But as Trey said, you know, last night, you got to keep moving. It's nice to be recognized. I think he was being a little, a little smart aleck when he said, you know, at least I feel like I'm doing something right. because a lot of people have been on his case. But I don't think anybody's questioned Trae Young's talent. That's not been the question. It's been more about how does that translate to leadership and doing the things that makes this team a consistent winner.
I'm doing something right.
Yeah, that part right there.
I mean, yeah, well, the world's, you know, again, the world's smallest violin for the superstar athlete making $250 million who's feeling some heat. Okay, good to see him hitting the three. And it was cool. He was three. I mean, he did take some 3-point shots last night. He was 50%, 3 of 6. He did what he usually does when he gets to the free throw line. He makes those shots. He had a great night.
He did.
You know, it was a double double with 35 turnovers. But you know, it's just there were parts of that game, as I said to start the segment, the good, the bad, and the ugly things that said, okay, we can build on that, and other things which say, man, if you do that in the playoffs, it's going to be over pretty quick.
Coming up, we'll hear more from Trey. Also, guy talk a little bit later on this hour in less than 20 minutes. I don't like it. I've not liked it. And now somebody's spoken out about it, and I think he might be right. We'll let you hear what he had to say in less than 15 minutes. But right now, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs. The Dog Report is brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
All right, so first and foremost, Warren McClendon is going to wear the number of his late teammate, Devin Willock, and he's going to do this at the Senior Bowl, Mike. It's a great tribute. McClendon, who gave up his college eligibility to enter the NFL draft, accepted an invitation to participate in the Senior Bowl. He's going to be there, and again, he'll be wearing number 77 in honor of Willock. And then afterwards, I think he's donating the number 70 during his 3 years as a Georgia starter. This kid is going to get drafted, Mike. There's no doubt. I think he's going to the Senior Bowl for the same reason I want Stetson Bennett to go. Increase the visibility, the draft options for him. Maybe some teams go, hey, he's better than we thought. He's got better feet. He's bigger, whatever the circumstances. But we wish him nothing but the best. But his teammate is not going to participate.
Yeah, and we were talking about this before the break. We've been mentioning it a few times today, and guys feel we're bagging on Stetson. Will you stop? Now we're done with Stetson Bennett as University of Georgia National Championship quarterback. Now we're talking about what's the best options for Stetson to be starting quarterback, backup quarterback in the NFL as a pro.
Right.
And a couple of guys did say, well, you can be a third rounder. For I don't want to give credits. So I don't want to poo-poo people who got their information accurate. The 24/7 Sports website has Mel Kiper in an article that Mel says he could be a third-round pick. He could be a day-two guy. But that gets back to our initial point. If you want to make sure you're a day two guy, you go forge those relationships and you show your leadership ability and everything else when you go to the Senior Bowl, which is what other guys have done. Guys who had a lot of acclaim, guys that were underrated, like Malik Willis, were able to bankroll that to get in drafted where they got drafted. So nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing wrong with doing something to improve your stock. That's it.
Here's the thing, too. And with whether it's Kuiper or any of these guys, it's just projections right
now.
It
could be.
It's projections. Guys, it's January. I'm telling you right now, this is why I don't jump the gun and tell you guys this is who the Falcons are going to draft the week after the season's over. Because I don't know.
But that's why, I'm not telling you they're going to, but people see these mock drafts and they immediately start hitting us up with, what about Murphy from something? What Carl said, the combine, the pro days, long way to go before we get to April.
Yeah, I never jump the gun. There's too much information for me to find out and people to talk to. We may go through this process. And there may be something else that teams don't necessarily like about Stetson Bennett. What could that be? I don't know. But this is a detailed process. You are about to invest a lot into an individual you're going to draft. And especially, Mike, when you're talking about a first, second, or third-round pick. If he's a third-round pick, and I hope he is. I don't wish any bad on him. But if he's a third-round pick, Mike, that's a real investment versus him being a fifth or sixth round pick for any team in the NFL where you're going to go to camp and they're going to go, he may or may not make it. We'll see what happens. Third round pick, there's an expectation that you're probably going to be a backup quarterback or you might have a chance to maybe do something. I just think all of that stuff right now is premature. This is all projections. Nobody right now can tell us for sure who the number one pick is going to be. There are about five or six guys that fall into that category of being number one overall picks. But we don't know.
I mean, this goes back to, for instance, scouts. Why do we talk about this? Because now, you know, if it's Stetson Bennett, well, you guys stop. Grow up, okay? We're just talking about the big world now of the NFL. We're done with what, I don't give a crap who's on his phone at the parade in Athens. But we're talking about now the next level. But here's the deal. Anthony Richardson hasn't done anything, okay? He's fun to talk to. He's got a cannon for an arm. He was, let's be honest, he was incredibly inconsistent. Lack of control at times with accuracy, but he's going to go probably in the first 15 picks in the draft because of the upside and everything else. And when you would go stand him side to side with Stetson Bennett as far as accolades, awards, and more than anything else.
It's not close.
Exactly. Championship games played in, playoff games, et cetera, where Stetson's been the MVP and everyone he's played in practically, save for the Alabama loss. That's what we're talking, the SEC championship, that's what we're talking about. So why not build on that? Go advance your brand, and then it takes one team to fall over. Yeah, maybe you even be a second-round pick, and then you're making more money, and then you're going to make a nice $1 million and change for your first NFL contract.
You know what they're not saying about Stetson Bennett? What they are saying about Anthony Richardson, Mike? Awesome talent. Raw, physical, stud, 6'4 frame. You start using these buzzwords, right? You know what we're saying about Stetson Bennett? Winner. Really astute when it comes to understanding what they wanted him to do at Georgia. The physical part of this matters. It just does. And if you're telling me that Anthony Richardson might not be as good of a quarterback over the course of his career that Stetson Bennett is, I wouldn't argue that. But you know what he's got? The natural raw tools that Stetson has not been blessed with. It doesn't mean that he won't be successful. But, Mike, 6'4 and a cannon will get you drafted top 10.
Again, talk to Mitchell Trubisky, who went ahead of Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, and
that's
we had the same conversation. We basically said the same thing when the Trubisky stuff started popping that draft. That was the 17th season. We're like, wow, Deshaun Watson's won every big game, won a championship for Clemson, and you're going to take a guy with half of the reps at quarterback from Carolina because he's tall? And that's exactly because he was a prototypical guy. And Trubisky is now Mr. Baseball hat, who's, as we said, Carl, by the end of his career, his football card will fold out. He'll be on so many teams.
404-741-0929. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We do have a poll question that is up as well as we've been talking about this today. And again, it's not a slight. I just think if you have an opportunity, if I told you, hey, what if I told you some companies might recognize you a little bit more, but you got to go to this convention.
You got to go to the job fair.
And you got to go show up, and you got to meet some people, and you went, I'm good. I mean, these jobs, they'll come along. They'll be fine. They know who I am. They know what I've done. That's just dumb. That's not how you get to where you want to go. And I think if you look at it from that standpoint, that's why I'm saying Stetson, I would go to the Senior Bowl. But he has declined that opportunity. Mike, poll questions up at Dukes and Bell 929, and it's a pretty simple one. Is Stetson Bennett making a mistake by not going? You can vote, yes, he could help his stock, or no, low draft pick, he's going to be a low draft pick, period. And again, we don't know how that projects out. I just don't. If he's third rounder, I would be shocked. If he's a fourth or fifth rounder, I'm not so surprised because that's where I think he's projected to be.
And again, there's other ways you can get to the NFL if you don't do the senior. That may be a bunch of guys in this combine.
Or undrafted, right. By the way.
And you saw that Purdy has raised the bar for those other guys now. I mean, it was Brady was the quintessential, and he still is as a six-round draft pick. But and Romo was undrafted out of NIU. In the case of the quarterback, you go back and you look at the guys that have all the measurables, all the things you're looking for. I just think, Carl, it's just common sense. Now, you go to the combine. You don't throw. Some guys go, oh, he didn't throw. And then some scouts don't like that. Some guys say, I'll put my arm against anybody. Let's let it rip. But then some guys say the logic behind that we mentioned earlier is you do your pro day in Athens and you're throwing to all your receivers and the guys you've got a bond with. So the timings make you look better. So I understand the logic from sometimes guys not doing everything when they're in Indianapolis.
The guys, though, traditionally, Mike, that have not thrown, has it helped them or hurt? Usually if you're the number one, consensus number one overall pick,
right,
you don't have to throw, right? That has.
I mean, I don't think Burrow didn't really need to show anybody anything after the win. But he's a and guys, I know this drives Georgia fans and Bennett fans crazy. But Joe Burrow's a taller dude, and that's I know it's a crazy measurables that the NFL gets into.
Yeah, he's bigger. Some people would say he navigated a tougher schedule and won the national chip. That was one of the most dominant teams in college football history.
But you know, I would take.
But you could say that for Stetson Bennett.
Yeah, but to me, what makes Stetson Bennett so lethal is he can move.
Yep.
He's sneaky quick. It's all the things you're looking for. Hey, real last nugget from Dog Nation. Todd Monken is still the OC for Georgia, and they've got an article in there why he better still be to help the young quarterbacks coming up.
$2 million. He's the highest paid assistant in the country when you talk about OCs, guys, and across the board, period. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think we're going to be fine. Get your hands off my Monken. Coming up, load management.
Boo!
It's been an issue. It continues to be a problem, and somebody finally spoke out about it. We'll let you hear what he has. Coming up, Guy Talks on the way. We'll also get to the Falcon report, 5 o'clock. We will tell you all the latest things with coaching hires. Frank Reich hired today as the Carolina Panthers head coach, but there have been a couple of other hires. Also, Christian McCaffrey speaking to the media today saying he will play. I didn't think there was a chance he wouldn't. And Patrick Mahomes talking about feeling better than he expected. We'll get to all of that. Mike, let's talk about something in the NBA that's been just kind of out there. We've talked about this. Now, are we going to sound like guys – maybe that, you know, you're going to make fun of. Here's what I'm going to say.
Are we going to sound like Stadler and Waldorf in the balcony on the Muppet Show?
Maybe. But here's what I will say.
Good and terrible.
If you're going to do a job, okay, Mike, we talk about this all the time. You show up, you do the job, right?
Right.
You do the job to the best of your ability, and you show up all the time.
Right. Don't take a sick day.
Not just some of the time, okay? Now, in the NBA, we know this. Load management has been an issue. And it's been an issue for fans like you, me, Mike. We've gone to games and been like, hey, I can't wait to see. And then he's not playing tonight.
It's real quick. It's happened to me. I mean, I don't want you guys to think. Because people listen to our show every day, new for the first time. Carl and I never sit in the press box. Maybe when we're on the road once in a while. For the most part, we buy a ticket. And we don't buy a ticket. We don't get a ticket from the team. We go buy a ticket from StubHub or Ticketmaster, and we go. And there's a couple of times. I've seen twice. Once was LeBron. Once was Harden with the Rockets. And once was Anthony Davis with the Pelicans. So I sat within five rows of courtside. And none of those guys played. And that's just me. And I can, you know, as we discussed earlier, I'm an idiot. I'm burning money. But imagine somebody brings his kid to see LeBron or brings his kid to see somebody like Anthony Davis or whoever.
Two kids, a wife. That's four tickets.
Parking, hot dogs, Cokes.
It's a lot of money, okay? And Mike, here's the deal. The NBA wants to make us believe that they've scheduled better. You don't have as many back-to-backs, okay? That guys are basically being taken care of. And this is not solely about the Hawks, by the way. This is just something that happened. And
Popovich started this.
Correct. And I'm going to let you hear what Charles Barkley said because I think he's right about this. And you want to talk about down the road and what this may mean. But it's taken over the NBA. It's taken over to a point where it's a routine occurrence. And so now you go, well, who's not playing tonight or who might not show up because they're getting rest? Part of the problem is, Mike, guys who played, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, they all showed up for games. They played 82 games. They played 75 games. They played as many as they possibly could.
Right.
So Barkley went on SiriusXM radio, and he was talking about the new CBA. And he believes that the owners, Mike, are going to try to put an end to this. And this is going to be something that will become an issue from the players and the owner's standpoint because the owners are saying, hey, wait a minute. We're paying you $35, $45, $55 million a season. And you've got load management. The money has gone up. TV dollars have gone up. But yet you're not playing a full season. Mike and I just have a problem with it fundamentally because guys that we saw growing up playing played. Mm. They showed up every night at the arena, whether it was a good or bad time for their team, you knew you were going to see them. Here's Charles Barkley talking about the new CBA and what he thinks owners are going to do.
Harrison for the NBA, and I cannot wait for these owners to put their foot in their asses in this next CBA. These dudes going to do something to these players. They're going to be like, wait a minute, you can't make $50 million and not play half the season, okay? You just, because now you're just really just like slapping me in my face, taking my check twice a month. And we got guys like, and Eddie, I see guys that got a sore hip or something. I'm like, everybody's sore in the NBA after 20, 30, 40 games. Yeah. But I think it's going to be very interesting in the next CBA because, you know, the billionaires always wins against millionaires. And I think those owners are going to try to do something. I don't know what it is. I think there's going to be a strike or a lockout, however you want to phrase it. But I think they're going to say, okay, you guys don't want to play. I'm going to teach y'all a lesson. Because, you know, we paid y'all during the pandemic. We didn't have nobody in the stands for a couple years, but we still paid y'all.
He's got a valid point.
I mean, you really, what part of that could you break down and argue with? You know, there was a time, and that's why Carl started the conversation by prefacing, we don't want to sound like old farts, but, you know, if you got a ticket when the Bulls came and the Georgia Dome and they expanded the seating until the game they played at Alamo Dome, that was the largest NBA crowd when they were finishing up what was then Phillips Arena, and you got 60-some-odd thousand at Georgia Dome, there was no load management from Phil and Michael Jordan that night.
No.
Michael Jordan, no. I mean, you paid. People came from Alabama, South Carolina to see Michael Jordan at the Georgia Dome.
Way up.
I mean, and basically about as bad as the seats are for the Final Four in a football stadium, if I'm honest. But people, he showed up because he knew he was the attraction. I don't know if there was more pride back then, but it just seems like I can remember as a child when the Celtics came, I saw Bird. You know, when the Lakers came, like, and you only get to see the Lakers once, everybody played. So I don't know. I can't relate to it. That's what makes me, you know, and I've talked about this, Carl. I have a love-hate relationship with the association. After that strike in 99, I didn't watch it for 2 years.
Yeah.
But this is what I think it creates, the disconnect with the fan base. And right now, TV numbers are big. Attendance is great. The only thing which can hurt you is people showing up and the stars don't.
Kawhi Leonard, guys, hasn't played more than 60 games dating back to 2016-2017. Think about that. He's one of the best players in the league. One of the guys who's already won a championship. He hasn't played more than 60 games in a season dating back to 2016-2017. So that is the problem. And I'm not solely putting on a Kawhi. You could talk about Paul George. You could talk about any of these guys. But Charles is right. And I say, I think when you tell me, well, why do they need to play every night? It's their job. This is what you get paid for.
Now, the one thing I'll play devil's advocate slightly here for the players and the Players Association, the schedule, I get it. There are more than one event. Some of these arenas in the NBA, they also double for hockey. So you've got to, the schedule has to work. But I don't understand, and it's hard for fans to understand why we go 3 days without playing, then you play it back-to-back.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
That's one thing, I mean, they do need to get away from is minimize the back-to-backs, because that's the fall. Everybody acts like they've never played two basketball games in a row in their life.
Okay, so
that's the problem.
But let me ask you this, by saying that with the back-to-backs, are you saying that the former generation was just tougher? Because, Mike, they played back-to-backs.
Of course, they just are. America as a whole was tougher. Everybody was tougher. We're a bunch of softies across the board. So that's why I don't want to blame just NBA. Baseball players are softer, football players, everybody's soft these days. Except for hockey players. Those guys are still tough.
Yeah, when you say that, and I don't disagree, I've heard it. You know, the technology showed us the body doesn't recover as quickly. These guys didn't complain. They just played, they did their thing. Right. And you can tell me and show me all the science you want. At the end of the day, if I told you, hey, Mike, I'm gonna need you to play seven or eight back to backs during the course of an 82-game season. I'm going to give you $50 million. You okay with that? You okay with that? I mean, really? Right. If I told you it was 10 back-to-backs, 82-game season, Mike, right. You going to be okay with that?
Yeah.
Come on.
One-eighth of your season, you're going to have to play two games in a row.
Come on.
I mean, look.
They're not doing that every night, guys.
But this, and if you missed it earlier, we played Charles Barkley, and he made some great points. The owners, remember, they get 51% of the pie, and the owners are going to push back because the only problem you have, and when this really crystallized, correct me if I'm wrong, Carl, wasn't it after the Mavericks played the Heat, and then it was a regular season game on TNT?
Yes.
And Popovich sat his starters San Antonio against the Heat, I believe it was.
It was LeBron and D-Wade.
Right.
It was that big three versus.
It was a year after they, I think, Spurs won one of their championships. Yeah.
404-741-0929. Tim says Dukes and Bell, Kawhi hasn't played in Atlanta since 2017 due to load management. That's a shame.
I mean, that's one of the great players in the league. I mean, this goes back to the Charles point. You want to grow the sport, you grow the sport by everyone. First off, I know everyone watches television, plays, you know, NBA, the video games, etc. But still, the paying customer deserves to see the best talent because it's happened. We saw it. Now, again, I can't say once Larry Bird's back went out, that's a different animal. But for the, I got to see all these stars when the NBA was the NBA when I was a kid.
And I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to tell you they're more prideful. This is what I believe, though. I do think, Mike, there's something to be said about that. Like, Magic wanted to play every game. And he wanted to go to every city, and he wanted to show everybody why he was Magic. Like, there was something about that. I don't know if guys feel that way now. If you're a star in the league and you're making this kind of money,
right?
I'll show up for New York, I'll be in Boston, and I'll take a break in Charlotte.
Right. I mean, I saw Barkley play with the Suns when I had Bullets tickets, okay? Never Nervous Purvis, Rex Chapman, Tom Gugliotta. Some god-awful basketball, but the other team stars played, which is why you went, because you sure weren't going to watch the Bullets team.
Yeah, it's just something that's out there. Charles was talking about it, and I'm with him on this. I think he's on to something when you talk about how do we make this game better. There is going to be some kind of clause, Mike, that they come up with that I'm not telling you they're going to tell everybody to play because everybody is banged up every night. But at the end of the day, there's going to be a certain amount of games that I think if you're over a certain salary, you got to play.
But here's the rub. How do you tell a player he's not hurt? How do you tell a player?
$50 million is how I tell you.
No, but here's what the players associate. Because, again, the inmates run the asylum.
$45 million is how I tell you.
Players have the power. Coach, don't feel right. Well, the orthopedist says it looks fine. There's nothing wrong with x-rays. The physio says, coach, don't feel right. Not playing. So then are you going to dock their pay? You're going to dock a guy's pay? I mean, how are you going to go down that road? We're going to have lawsuit after
Does
lawsuit?
Does he have a history of
this? No, I mean, the players are saying, how are you going to enforce it? That's my point.
I think you can. I think you have to, and I think they will.
404-741-0929. I got the cramps real bad.
It's got to change, man. Charles, thanks for stepping out there because I'm with him. If I'm an owner, if you own the team right now, Mike, you're not liking that.
Right.
All right.
I'm with you.
What do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Well, we had a great conversation with Brad Guzan yesterday. He's one of our leaders on Atlanta United. What former United player took shots at Brad Guzan?
Uh-oh.
And scientists, researchers on both sides of the Atlantic agree artificial intelligence will end up killing us all. Coming to, how's that for a tease? On 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Waiters. It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes! Yeah!
Yeah, buddy, on a Thursday. Don't forget, guys, Friday, TGI Meat. Okay, we're going to be over at Buckhead Butcher Shop, their new location. We're going to be grabbing steaks and food and all sorts of cool stuff. It seems like it's an unbelievable, arguably the best provisions place you've ever seen. Because Carl's already got the sneak peek. I've not seen it yet. So we're going to go see Connor and the gang and do the show 2 to 7 in the heart of Buckhead. So join us tomorrow. Enjoy.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar, Buckhead Butcher Shop, they help you not only with the selection of your meats and any meats. And by the way, here's a cool thing. We've told you this over the years now that they've been with us, a great partner on this show. If they don't have something, they'll get it. Like, I remember Conti wanted duck one time, and he was like, and they were like, no, we can get that. I mean, they can get what you want. Mm. So there have been people who've come in and said, hey, do you have this particular piece of meat or that can I get my hands on? And they will get it for you.
Man, I have to get yourself some pate. Or as Squid would say, pate. So, yeah, we'll be doing that Friday. Enjoying the party, man. Hey, real quick, a couple of things. Guys shooting back at us, clapping back at Dukes and Bell on social media. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Trey, and we were saying about, hey, every now and again, can you take a game over? And last night he kind of did. Then almost kind of gave it away with the turnover, which, of course, gets the Trey heads all freaked out. Then I said, well, what do you expect the guy's making? Is it too much to ask a guy's making $250 million?
Right.
And a bunch of guys came back. He's only making $215 million, Mike. Yeah, he's got
only?
Which gets us kind of to the irony, some would say, the absolute insanity of the conversation you and I had last segment about NBA. No, guys, he's got a $200 million contract with Adidas. He's got other endorsements. Yeah. You see it in State Farm. So, yes, I was being conservative when I say that Trey is worth over $250 million, $250 million. That's what I'm basing that on, unless you be confused.
Every night's different. I mean, some nights I get...
It's true. It's different.
Get your hand out of his pocket. I'm telling you how it is, sports fans.
Kenyon Brown says,
I mean, I'm doing something right.
You are, Trey. You are. When I tune into Dukes and Bell, should I never expect to hear Rob Tribble or Mark Zeno? He's saying guys filling in for us. He says, we are human. We take days off. No, listen, my mom used to say this. Everybody's got sick days, okay?
Right.
Everybody's got sick. There's going to be some sick days in your life that you were like, I didn't. Hell, it hit me last weekend with food poisoning, okay? But I was at work on Tuesday when we came back.
Correct.
The point is, I get where you're coming from, Kenyon. Kenyon says the difference, fellas, now is the money and the information, and both are so much better than they were 25 years ago. So what he's saying is, if Dr. J, all right, who lives in this wonderful city,
right,
took a night off when he was with the 76ers in the early 80s because the information wasn't there, was it a big deal? Did we not know that he wasn't playing in Milwaukee? Probably not. I get where you're coming from.
I mean, anytime I saw Dr. J's team, Dr. J played.
I agree.
And this goes back to games when Kevin Locker was coaching the Nassau Coliseum with the New York Nets in the ABA.
But he's saying, would it have been a big deal? Because, Dr. J didn't play tonight in Milwaukee. And I'm using that as an example. And then he's saying, obviously, the money, what you just laid out, when we now know you're getting this amount to show up and do what you're paid to do, it bothers a lot of fans to go, what's wrong? What's wrong with this guy? Ed says, the Hawks had Capella miss two games for the dental pain. I mean.
Well, we have the calf contusion. Okay, let's take a look at Dr. J. Let's see here. 74, 78, 77, 72, 82, 78. That's four games of less than the 82. 74, 80, 84 in some days in the ABA. They had an 84-game schedule. So it means he played the whole season. Okay. So, you know, the only time he didn't play a full season was his last year in the NBA. He was 36.
Yeah,
that's by the time the knees had gone.
He was old. Yes.
So.
Yes.
But the year before, he only missed 8 days. So I'm just, and again, I know we use Michael Jordan, all the greats, and Karl Malone never missed a day's pay because these guys had A, pride, B, work ethic. You know, I mean, it just.
Mike, don't upset the people.
Look, I got 2 weeks vacation
every
year.
Gen Z, Mike, don't upset the people.
I take my 2 weeks vacation. That's it. The only time I missed on this freaking station was they stuck a thing up my wazoo for a colonoscopy and a throat surgery. And that's it. You and I are the freaking Iron Men on this damn station, Carl. Matter of fact,
I have to
another thing.
I have to contradict that when you got suspended.
Well, that wasn't my fault. I called the boss a blank hole.
Wait a minute. It wasn't your fault. What do you mean?
He goaded me.
Oh, stop. When you got suspended, that was the other time that you missed. But hell, even then you went on vacation.
Wait, which time? There's a couple of those suspensions.
Well, again, but I'm being my competitive edgy best. Biscuits are piping hot. Look, when CBS told me not to work, I went to the beach. What was I going to do?
You damn near took a vacation. Left me here to handle all the heat. Thanks,
you
Mike.
Narcissistic, selfish piece of garbage. Carl had to field questions from the Today Show and CNN, and meanwhile, I was sitting on the beach.
And then you have the audacity to call me. How's it going? You mother... How's it going?
I'm in Destin using Becky's hotel points. I'm on a lot of stuff in my body right now.
Which... Yes. But without that, with the exception of those times, you're absolutely right.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, so there you go. We are Carl and Mike, profiles in discipline. Hey, man, a couple of stories. By the way, I teased this. I didn't get to the end of the show yesterday, but by now everybody's read the story that LSU apparently paid Brian Kelly $1 million too much last year, and they had an internal audit, and the audit from the auditor's office of the Louisiana legislative branch found that somehow somebody slipped the $1,368 into that check. Yes, they'll be taking that out over the course of next season. For those of you
here with my family.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't gotten a raise yet, but hey, I get it.
I got to be honest. From how disorganized that team looked at times in the game, I saw them in the Superdome against FSU, to coming all the way to the SEC Championship, he earned that extra million, one could argue.
And
it's a hell of a first year.
Oh, it's incredible. By the way, if you've ever had a mistake with your company, this has happened to me twice in my career where there have been large amounts put in my account that weren't mine. They come into your bank account, they go get that money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Just so you know. Yeah. So, like, if you get carried away, like, baby, there's an extra 100 grand in my account, they're coming to get their money. Like, you could spend through the weekend, and they're going to come back and get their money, Mike. So, Brian Kelly, I don't know if he needed the million, but they're going to jack that back. They're going to come get it.
Yesterday, we had a great conversation with Brad Guzan. Brad Guzan, of course, goalkeeper for Atlanta United, captain of this team, U.S. men's national squad, all-around great guy. So we took a snap of Brad, and he was wearing a practice T-shirt, practice jersey with Atlanta United on it. And I said, Guz. And a bunch of guys looked back and hit back. And Brad immediately had to field questions from people. And apparently, of course he looks big. Michael Parkes goes, he's wearing an extra small. So the former Atlanta United captain jumps on our Twitter, Mike Bell ATL, and says an extra small. And I said, it's a schmedium. And then Brad goes, yeah, those push-ups really paid off before the photo. So there you go. So Brad's a good guy. But Michael Parkes, Parkey's still here around town and taking a shot at Brad. Having fun.
I miss Parkey, man. He was one of the best guys to be around. Was part of the championship team. And then he's doing a lot of stuff in and around soccer, man. But, yeah, that's funny. That is funny.
Great guy. All right, man, we've all seen the Terminator and then the subsequent – well, they make 15 Terminator movies at this point.
I'll be back.
Yes, we always enjoyed the first one. Now there's researchers at Oxford University over in England and folks at Columbia, NYU, all agree, and there's a paper that came out saying that we maybe need to have some guidelines. Maybe governments need to think about putting some kind of limit or some kind of, speed, I guess you could, some rails, some bumper cars, to prevent AI from taking over and creating what could be the end of mankind.
Now, I've seen all these different reports. AI is moving very fast right now.
Yes.
Like, there are companies who invested millions upon millions of dollars, billions in many cases, to create, Mike, an AI that's compatible to do all the things that we need to do. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a little scared.
Me too.
I'm a little scared. Like, you talk about replacing us, and we've seen all these futuristic movies of robots and answering questions and doing things. You talk about Terminator. I'm a little bit – aren't you a little bit afraid that this thing is – it's going to get to a point where it knows what you're thinking, what you want to do, where you want to go? Mike, I don't want all of that.
Article today, New York Post, rogue AI could kill everyone, scientists warn. So, again, if that's not an attention grabber, certainly got my attention. And it's just a matter of how far does AI go. Quote, with superhuman artificial intelligence, there's a particular risk that is of a different sort of class. Meaning if you get access or somehow computers begin to connect and obviously communicate with each other, which a lot of AI is about, that's eventually how we move and connect the dots all the way to Skynet, and then eventually we're all dead.
Isn't that what happened?
That's a nuclear attack, and then they're overriding the human element in the chain of command, and kaboom.
And then there's robots.
Correctamundo.
Yeah, and then there's the resistance.
Right.
And then there's Reese, and then we have to send back to save the world.
I'm looking for Sal Khanna.
I'll
be back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Plasma rifle in the 20-watt range. Hey, just what you see on the wall, pal.
I don't know, man. I don't like this AI thing. You dig it? You like
AI? Did you see the piece? It was only 60 Minutes, a couple months ago.
Where this machine's dancing around?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw
it. And they got a machine that's helping. It's basically doing construction work, and it's hopping up and down all over the place.
Yeah, it's way smarter than you or I.
Yeah, it's creepy. What do you think about this? I'm a little creeped out by this. I got to be honest with you. You worried about AI?
I mean, no,
it's
we'll
coming
just
for you.
Look, we'll just blow them up. We'll just, I mean, look,
no,
I saw
yeah, that's we saw the Terminator template And Arthur C. Clarke wrote about this years ago. But I mean, I'm telling you, man.
How will we lose control over a computer?
Because they're thinking faster than we are, and they're thinking for themselves. Right.
And that's why the scientists on both sides of the Atlantic are saying we need to maybe think about guardrails for some of this stuff. And do we have anything to protect ourselves from ourselves? Because science will run amok in this and we'll get off the rail.
Hey, man, I'll just go off the grid. And I'll live off the land, and I'll blow those sons of guns up that come on my property.
Yeah, I've seen that movie, too. All right.
Yeah.
Carl, the thing you're talking about, by the way, is called singularity.
Yes.
When the computers surpass the knowledge and the interaction with humans and form their own functioning.
Become self-aware. Right.
Will Smith outsmarted him, so can I.
Would you stop using Terminator's terms? Self-aware. Every time you say something, are terms I've heard.
At 11:55, Skynet became self-aware.
Don't worry. Linda Hamilton's still alive.
Now, from the smartest people in the world to the dumbest people, remember that story I had for you a few weeks ago with the Tennessee cop who was taking on all comers? Megan Hall,
yes, she was
fired for sex romps with fellow officers in a small town outside of Nashville, gets a $10,000 offer to take it off at a local Nashville strip club. No word if she's decided to take them up on their offer.
She's been let go?
Yes. And
she does have a future.
Three or four of the cops that were getting freaky madiki are also no longer with the force.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, after you told me that story, you shared it on Guy Talk. I saw a picture of all the guys in uniform. Did you see this picture?
Yes.
And it was her in the middle, and I was like, that's just not right. That's just not right.
She digs a lot of manpower.
It's not right. All right, guys, we got more to get to. Coming up, now guys are sending us Terminator memes. We're going to talk about our Falcons. We'll get you caught up on the coaching hirings as well. Somebody just said, Dukes, what could Steve Wilks have done more to get the job in Carolina? He does not get the job.
Right.
But it may mean good news for us. We're going to tell you about it coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.